Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Michael Littman, the chairman of the computer science department, and it's my pleasure to introduce not Ron yet, because I'm going to have... I'm going to say a little bit about Ron. Ron, there's at least two ways that you might know Ron. Okay, one is for the incredible research that he did in knowledge representation, and Alex is going to introduce him on that front. I knew him as... know him as one of the big contributors to the edifice that is artificial intelligence, running a big artificial intelligence research group, serving as the president of the AAAI, the now Association for the Advancement of Artificial Intelligence. At that time, it was probably American, yeah. And running basically the AI research piece of DARPA for a number of years. And he's had just tremendous influence on the whole community through that kind of work. Today, he's going to focus more, and he's maybe even spoken here about some of that stuff as well. Today, he's going to be focusing on his research contributions, some of which came quite a bit before that, back in 1984, or thereabouts, I guess. That's kind of a creepy year. But don't worry, it's not a Big Brother-y sort of thing. But I first met Ron when I interviewed for him at AT&T. I actually was recruited away from my lovely professor job at Duke University to come to New Jersey so that I could work in a group underneath Ron. And it was a great couple of years before it got disbanded, but it was really a great couple of years. And all the people there, it was just a tremendously, incredibly intense and active AI group. And everybody there attributed to the fact that they were there to what Ron had set up. He created this environment where people could just do fantastic research. And so I've always had tremendous respect for him, and I'm very, very glad that he asked he was able to come and present his work to us today. So to tell you a little bit about the background of the research, I thought it would be better to hand it over to Alex Brigida, professor in the department, who is familiar with it more.
Thank you. So, like the people in newspapers say, I have to acknowledge how I know these people. First of all, Ron Brockman, I know since 1985 when he created the department at Bell Labs in knowledge representation. I was one of the four people in the department at the time of sabbatical. Hector Levesque was my office mate at the University of Toronto as I was doing my PhD. So we go back a long way. My introduction was going to point out that before the 1984 revolution that Ron and Hector introduced, there was another revolution that Ron was probably the principal investigator of. And that happened in the late 70s. You may recognize this thing. This is the Proceedings of the TINLAP, Theoretical Issues in Natural Language Processing Conference, 1975, Boston, Massachusetts, which was the first time that many of the people who were doing AI were trying to do natural language understanding. And that means, how do we represent what we understand? Okay? And most of us were doing it the way, unfortunately, people are still doing it these days, which is we were drawing graphs and edges and putting English words on them. Okay? And, you know, we look at the graphs and say, yep, that represents the meaning of the sentence, and went on. And in the 75 to 77 period, there were sort of three absolutely classic papers. One of them by Ron's advisor, Bill Woods, called What's in the Link? I looked them up this morning in Scholar Google. That had 800 citations only. Ron's paper called What's in a Concept, which has 250 citations, and then something called Epistemological Status of Semantic Networks, which had 800 plus citations. And these things essentially said the truth, which is when a program runs over a graph, what's the meaning of that graph? Okay, so the emperor has no clothes. And every single paper in those years quoted Ron's epistemological status paper, including ours. And so he was, in my mind, sort of part of the one of the two people leading the revolution in making knowledge representation a science from just a hacking discipline. Okay? This is the second step of that science, which we're going to talk about. I'm not going to say anything about that. And by way of anecdote, I should tell, and you don't know this thing, that we went in a car from Toronto to Boston. The car was driven by James Allen, who is a famous name in natural language processing, and had Hector in it and other people. And on the way back on the thruway, the car lost its wheel, literally. And we skidded off the highway, but we were all safe and sound. So we went long way to hear you and your friends about this thing. So we're very happy to have you here. Looking forward to hear about this. The second revolution that you introduced, which you have done.
Thank you, Alan.